So if we're going to know how to pray, there are some things we need to understand. First of all, we need to understand who we are praying to. I'm coming into his presence. I'm praying to the Almighty God. David says, I lift up my eyes to the hill. And then he said, now, where does my help come from, everybody? He said, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, I'm going to the one who made heaven and earth. Now, he surely can take care of what's going on with me.
This is Jerry G. Martin. Welcome to The Light of the World. Join me as we go into this series to encourage the people of God to call on God to help us in our time of need. Come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's word.
So when we pray, we are praying to a God who says all things are possible. Say that one more time. All things are possible. Now, if we expect God to do the impossible, we're going to have to exercise faith. It takes faith to come to him, to ask him to do those things that are impossible. If we got these issues, we got these problems, we got these things going on in our lives, we want to come to God. And Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. We have a way of saying, if I see it, I believe it. And God is saying, if you believe it, you can see it. Right? He works the opposite way. He said, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by what God says, not by what we feel, not by our senses, not by our sight, not by our taste, not by our feelings. We walk by what God says. Because if we work by what we feel and see, we're just going to give up. We're going to say, that's impossible. God says, I don't work like that. I'm on a different track. I'm in a different realm. I can move mountains when I get ready to move mountains. I can turn the heart of kings any way I want to turn them. That's why the old folks, they didn't have all the theology, but they can say, you know what? He's a lawyer in the courtroom, I can tell you that. He's a doctor in the sick room, I can tell you that. And he can make a way out of no way. I can tell you that. That's the kind of God I serve. It takes faith. That faith is that title deed. When you look at that, it says the substance in the King James. It is the substance of things hoped for. That word substance means a title deed. What you already own. What you own already. You have a deed to it. It's like your house. You've been paying on it and it's got your name on it. And you got to keep on paying on it. But the deed is waiting on you. And you know what you tell folks? Even though you owe the mortgage company. This is my house. Won't you come over to my house? Now, technically, you don't own it yet. Miss a few payments, they'll tell you. But you can tell everybody, you don't do that in what? My house. This is my house. You're claiming it. You're saying it. You're speaking it. You're determined. And you're living just like it's your house. That's faith. My God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory. I'm going to begin to say it, and I'm going to begin not only to say it, but I'm going to act like it. I'm going to tell folks, this is my house. You can put your name on the mailbox, everything else. This is my house. That's faith. So when you come to God, you believe who he is. You believe that he's, and you know he's your heavenly father, and that he has the power to do everything. And do you trust him to do that? Matthew chapter 9, verse 22, just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And she said to herself, if I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. She hadn't touched him yet. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I could be made whole. I need to get to him. There's a crowd in the way. There's a bunch of folks here. He's all surrounded, but I'm going to have to push my way through the crowd. All I need to do is just touch him. I'll be made whole. She done made up her mind. She done been to every doctor in town. She'd been suffering for 12 years, and nobody had a solution. She said, I got troubles. If I could just get up there and touch him. When she touched him, Jesus turned to her. And he said to his disciples, wait a minute, somebody touched me. They said, Lord, all these folks around here, this is a mass of people, a crowd. What do you mean somebody touched? He said, no, that was a different touch. That was a different touch. You got to go to God with a different touch. You can't just be bumping up to, well, Lord, or you just, you know, Lord, you know, you made me, you know all about my troubles. Just help me, Lord. No, that ain't the kind of touch he's talking about. You got to push your way through. Say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I need your help, Lord. All of my help comes from you. God, I need your help. I got troubles. And if I know if I can get to you, you're going to help me. Your word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver me out of them all. I know you can make a way out of no way. I got this help. I need your help, Lord. Give him another touch. See, we wonder why God's not working. The Lord knows your touch. I felt that touch. Why? Because I felt that virtue. I felt that power going out of me into somebody who touched me. Somebody touched me. And then he turned to her. He said, take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed from that moment. So you need to bring your faith. You need to start believing in God. You believe in everything else right now. Believe in God. I believe you. Say, Lord, I believe you. Lord, I believe that all things are possible. We sang a song called Only Believe. All things are possible if you can only believe. So you got to stretch your faith. Matthew chapter 9, verse 28, when he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him and he asked them, do you believe I am able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, it will be done to you according to your faith. When you go to God, you're just going, well, I'm going to see what's going to happen. Now, if this don't happen, if God don't move, I'm going to do something else. I got a plan B. You know what faith is? Faith is not having a plan B. Lord, if you don't do it, it ain't going to happen. Lord, if you don't work this out, I'm sunk. God, I need you. I ain't going nowhere else. I'm not going to try nothing else. I'm coming because I trust that you're going to help me with my troubles. I don't have a plan B. I done jumped off the mountain. God, if you don't catch me, I'm done. That's what faith is. Faith is not having a plan B. You can write that down. He said, according to your faith, it will be done. The Lord knows when you got faith. The Lord knows when you're trusting him with all of your heart. God, I'm trusting you with all of our heart. See, a lot of believers have come into the church and they just think God is a cosmic bellhop. I can just ask him to bring me whatever he's going to bring me. He's my vending machine. I just go up there and press what I want. Let me see, I want some of this, Lord. You bring me this. Listen, prayer is not ordering God around in Jesus' name. Lord, I command and I declare that you will do this for me. God is saying, Prayer is humbling yourself before God and saying, Lord, I'm in trouble. And I know you are my help, and I need your help. I need your wisdom. I need your direction. I need your understanding. I need to know what to do in this situation. And when you get to that attitude, you know, you'll begin to pray about everything. He's interested in every decision that you want to make. You're going to say, Lord, I need your wisdom. I don't know what to do. I'm not satisfied with where I am on my job. I need to know what to do, Lord. Where you want me right now? What do you do? Should I stay here or should I go or whatever? And pray about everything. Don't wait until you make a decision and say, oh, Lord, now I need your help, Lord. The Bible says, in all of your ways, acknowledge the Lord. That's mean praying. And then he will do what? Direct your path. In how many of your ways? All of your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your path. In Matthew 17, 20, after his disciples couldn't cast a demon out of the young boy, they asked him, why weren't they able to do that? And he replied in verse 20, because you have so little faith. I tell you the truth, if you have faith as a small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. What would it be like if, I'm just going to just give you an example. Let's say however many people that are in here this morning, suppose each one of us was an optimum prayer warrior that had the great faith that nothing is impossible, and we get spread out through the city. People on your job are sick. Let me just pray for you, and they get healed. Somebody's going through issues. They got demon possessed. They just think they're bipolar, but just pray for them. Right now, they won't have no more bipolar. You cast that bipolar demon out. You don't have no bipolar. Folks with bipolar in the Bible, Jesus called them demon possessed. One of them, he said he had a lunatic spirit. You ain't run across no lunatics. All the stuff folks is doing nowadays, you don't think they're demon possessed? You got some demon possessed people working on your job. And some of y'all, he sits in the chair y'all sit in sometimes. So you got to cast him out. Oh, I ain't getting no amens on that. But suppose everybody was here, but says, I'm a man of faith, I'm a man of prayer. Now listen, when you look into the mirror, do you see a person of prayer? If not, just change what you see in that mirror. Say, I'm going to become a person of prayer. A person that not only pray, but a person of prayer. A person that knows how to pray. A person that will pray to the next level. So you got different levels of prayer. You're just going through your customary prayer of just introducing to the Lord and just talking to him. But then you want to get to a deeper level where you can move on in past the outer courts into the inner courts and past the inner courts into the Holy of Holies where you and God are one. You're talking about being a friend of God. Matthew chapter 13, verse 58 says, he did not do many miracles, talking about Jesus, because of their lack of faith. There were times Jesus wouldn't work. He said, no, they don't have faith. They don't believe. They're just going through the motion. He would not do those things because of their lack of faith. And Hebrews tell us, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You got to believe he's God and he's going to reward me if I diligently, if I earnestly lay before him and seek him. There are things that are only going to take place in your prayer closet. When you spend some time in prayer, when you turn the television off and unhook your phone and turn it off and just say, I don't care if somebody calling me, I'm calling on God. Amen. When we know who we are approaching and we have faith to go with it, then we can ask anything according to the will of God, rather, and God will do it. God says, if you ask anything, that's pretty broad. According to my will, he says, I will do it. Hebrews also tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace to find help in a time of need. Here's the question again. You got any troubles? You ought to pray. The devil is the troublemaker. God is a trouble taker. Yeah. Philippians 4:5 says this. Do not be anxious about anything. If you read in the King James, it says be careful for nothing. That word careful there means anxious or full of care. Don't be anxious about anything. Don't be stressed out about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You got troubles? He's telling you just what to do. Don't be anxious about it. Don't be full of care with it. But in everything, all things, no matter how small you may think it might be, he says do this by prayer and petition. And then he tells you how to bring it with thanksgiving. Don't come in with no attitude. With thanksgiving. Father, I come into your presence with thanksgiving. I'm giving praise to you and I'm thanking you. I'm just giving you adoration and glory and hallelujah. This is a clue. If you need to get something from somebody, even in the natural sense, you need a favor. You need to go and ask a business or a company or anything. You're trying to work and negotiate. The first thing you need to do is give them some thanksgiving. Don't walk in there and tell them, well, you know why I'm here. Just say, thank you so much for the opportunity to come and to be with you. You're such a great company that you're doing so much for the community. And I'm just happy to be here to be engaged with you. See, that's thanksgiving. You'd be more successful if you do that. Even if you go to the store, you got to return something. You got to do something. You need something. Just have a good attitude about it. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. He knows you got a problem. He knows what you're going to say. He knows what you're going to end up with anyway. So you might as well come with the thanksgiving. God, thank you so much. I know who you are, and I thank you that I belong to you. I'm your child. I thank you, Father, for the privilege of coming into you. You know, you might get to get into so much thanksgiving, you just about forget what your troubles were. You know, you can get in there and end up with a praise party and a worship party. And, glory, thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. And you get ready to walk out, God said, did you want something? That's the kind of God he is. He said, I know what you need him before you get here. But coming to him with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Look at what he said. And the peace of God. So you want to grab a hold of this. The peace of God. See, when we get saved, we have peace with God. Now he's going to give you the peace of God that will transcend all understanding. Folks will look at you and say, well, I know what you're going through. Why you have so much peace? Why you're not worried about it? Why you're not upset about it? Why? Because I got the peace of God. How are you going to get the peace of God? God's going to say to you, I'll take care of that. And when God says, I'll take care of it, you can walk out and say, it still may look like it's been looking, but God is on the way. Hallelujah. Nothing may have changed in the natural, but God's got it. God told me he's going to take care of it. Don't you worry about it. I got it. Now, it may take a while, but you'll have the peace which transcends all understanding. And look at what he says. He will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Now, that's key. He said the peace is going to be like a sentry, a soldier standing out in front of your heart and in your mind. Every time the devil trying to tell you it ain't going to work, the peace of God going to say, get out of here. God's got it. He's guarding your mind because the enemy going to tell you it ain't going to happen. Go back there and cuss him out one more time. Oh, no, God's got it. God's got it. God's going to work on this thing. No, the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus because God says, I'll take care of it. That's what you get when you pray. And you can go to God and lay there till you hear what God says about your troubles. Don't worry about it. I had trouble on the job one time, and I was getting ready to go to the meeting. I was praying to God. I said, Lord, give me wisdom so I can tell them off. Lord, tell me exactly what to tell them. You know, make yourself strong. So I was wanting God to use me to tell them off. And God says, I'll tell you what to do. I said, yes, Lord. He said, shut up. Praise God. They're going to roll me over. They're going to talk about me. They're going to tell a lie. But shut up. And so I did just that. The peace of God. And God worked out just as smooth as, I mean, he worked out every detail. I'm thinking, Lord, you are amazing. I couldn't have done that on my own. Amen. The peace of God. You got a marriage trouble, you know what you do? You know, you go and start telling God to fix your mate. God, fix him. You know, they doing this and they doing that. And make him right. Bring him to you, Lord. See, that's righteousness right there. And God says, okay, all right. As soon as you get over there where righteousness is, yourself, you get over there. He'll work on you till you get to what's right. And then he says, I'll take care of the rest. But his problem is not fixing your problem. His problem is fixing you. You are the biggest problem when you're trying to get God. God, help him. God, get on him, Lord. Lord said, no, I got to take care of you. You get yourself together. Fix him, Lord. God, fix you. You got an attitude problem. If you fix your mouth, he'll come home. I think I hit a snag. I better go on. Anybody got any problems? You got a problem? Go to the Lord in prayer, and you can sit there with him and wait. God will talk to you. If you stay there a while, you can't go running through. You want to drive through prayer. Hurry up, Lord. That's your prayer. I'm gone. God said, I don't work like that. We don't drive through. Come inside. I ain't got no drive up window. We're going to drive through. Now you're going to want to order it on your iPad. I got a prayer here. Father, that ain't going to work. God said, you need to come into my presence. You want me to move? You want me to come down where you are? You better come in here where I'm at. That's trouble. That's the first part. The second part, he said, James said, is any of you sick? Call the elders of the church so they can pray. Because the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. He's still talking about prayer. You're either going to have trouble or you're going to have some kind of sickness, an illness, mental, physical, emotional, whatever it might be. Then we're told to remove the barrier to your miracle. He said you might have a barrier to your miracle. If you've sinned, God will forgive you. Confess your sin. And then he said, and pray. There are barriers to God moving. God says, no, you need to get that straight first before I get to moving for you. You need to get that straight. You need to get that out of your life. Confess your sin and pray that you may be healed. And then he closes with, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. That's a righteous woman too. You want an effective prayer? You want a powerful prayer? Be a righteous man. There's nothing that should be more intimidating than messing around with a righteous man. People ought to be intimidated to mess around with you if you're righteous. Talking about they don't know who they messing with. Let them start messing with the righteous man. Let them start messing with somebody who's in with God, who's have an effective, powerful prayer. They don't want to mess with the righteous man. The righteous man can close down a crack house from just standing on his front porch. Amen. My mother was telling me they was trying to put a crack house on her block. She said, oh no, can't have no crack house on this block. I got this block. She didn't have to say nothing to nobody. Father, in the name of Jesus, this block don't belong to them. It belongs to you. We ain't having that here. They use that same building. Now it's a church in there. She said, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you can do that. The book of James keep on talking. If you read this a little bit further, he say, Elijah was a man just like you. But he said, it ain't going to rain till I tell it to rain, King. And the Bible said it didn't rain for 3 years. And he said, he was a man just like you. In other words, how come you can't do that? He said, the prayer of a righteous man is effective. What's going on in your life? Listen, you just got all this stuff going on, and it's just been going on forever. You can change that. You just need to be a person of prayer. You got the kids in rebellion, you can change that. You got a wayward stuff going on in your household, you can change that. You need to start. Don't get on them until you get on your knees. You got financial issues, you don't know how to get out of them. You've been in financial trouble year in and year out. Say, Lord, what do I need to do to get this thing right? Give me a plan. Give me a strategy. Lord, I need your help. Fix this thing. God is able. And I want to tell you today, two things. If you're in trouble or if you're sick, God is able. Somebody say he's able. Father, we just thank you for your word that tells us that we ought to be people of prayer. Jesus, you said that we ought to always pray. We ought to have a prayer in our heart, a prayer that's with us all the time. That we ought to always pray and not give up, not go faint, not lose heart, not get discouraged, but we ought to always pray. We thank you, mighty God. We thank you for this church, and we thank you for the people in this place today. We are not here by accident. We're here on purpose. Father, to hear this message, somebody would answer this question, yes, when we say, do you have any troubles? Someone would say yes when we say, are you sick? But God, we know you are a healer. We know, God, that you're able to deliver out of all troubles. And we ask you right now, God, to help us individually and collectively to become a people of prayer and a church of prayer. Right now, God, we thank you. We need you. We need your wisdom for a strategy to move forward in all of the areas of our lives, God. We need your wisdom. Somebody needs wisdom on how to handle their health. Somebody need wisdom on how to handle their relationship. Somebody need wisdom on how to handle their money. Somebody need wisdom on their job. Somebody need wisdom, God. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you that you're our Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have all the power. You're everywhere all at the same time. And with you, nothing is impossible. Father, strengthen our faith. That we will stand firm, Father, and we will stay on our knees in front of you until we see that which we have been praying for.
If there ever was a time for the people of God to call on God, it is now. There are so many things going on around us, in our homes, in our community, and in our country. God placed his people here to make a difference. In fact, the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then from heaven I'll hear you and then I will heal your land. Our land needs healing. Where are you right now? Would you join with people of God all over the country in this time of fasting or prayer so that God can move on our behalf? When we call on God, God can move for us. Pray for the leadership in our country. Pray for the leadership in our churches. Pray for the leadership in our communities. God wants to use you as an integral part of what he wants to do in the world right now. I also want to take a moment to invite you to join us as we are still having our service online every Sunday. Join us at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org, 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. If you have a prayer request and you want us to stand in faith believing with you, call us on our prayer line number, 281-964-1393. Again, that's 281-964-1393. Also, the Beacon Bookstore is open on our campus. If you want materials about prayer and books on prayer and fasting, we have those in our bookstore. Call us at 281-441-2885 if you need Bibles, study material, offering supplies, or communion supplies. Call the Beacon, 281-441-2885. Now, for the Light of the World, this is Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.